afternoon. It's been like 21 this month. It's going to be 3 months that passed after the this year protest against the European summit that was in Greece. And from 29 people that were accused with charges, seven are still in prison waiting for their trial. And the maximum time they can wait in Greece is 18 months. So far, the only proofs that, apart that they are in a jail right now, the only proofs they have against them are the mere fact of testimonies by police and things like frame-ups. There's clear evidence on a video that people got frame-up with backpacks and accused of things they weren't doing, but mainly the they are there and they were badly treated and suffered humiliation. There was not only 29 people arrested, there was 100 something, from which those only 29 got accused with charges and seven are still inside. From these bad treatments they got, one person got his hair pulled out, not cut. One, a Syrian person, that's the person who has the case more bad in a more serious way, is the Syrian. He refused when he was in jail to get his hair and his beard cut, and he was beaten up severely, badly, and they end up by cutting it. And they all got like the typical police treatment. Now they are in jail, but they are the Spanish are all together because they cannot speak Greek, they cannot speak English, so they are together in a cell. Each cell has like 10 people living in double beds with a television on the cell and a fridge. The fridge, they got it because they made an hunger strike, so the people in charge of the prison, they got a fridge for every cell. But as I was saying, the Syrian guy is the one that has the problem more serious. It's because he's living in Greece for more than 13 years. He even got married, but the woman doesn't want... is not helping in the case or anything, so he's without papers, basically. So the Greek state wants to extradite him to his country of origin, that is Syria. And in Syria, he has a death penalty waiting for him. So that's illegal for the European community countries to do, to deport somebody for a country that has death penalty. But it's quite possible that that happens, because normally these things can happen and be discussed after. But even if they go out in bail, which is like this, they are only waiting for their trial, so they should be released by bail, like these only seven weren't. But even if they get released by bail, like this Syrian guy can get detained after and be arrested in the immigration center, which for him and from reports from another American that was there, it's not so well also, and in his opinion can be worse than jail. So they are thinking on probably starting by now, around this month. That was when people were finishing holidays and that they could coordinate an effort from inside and outside. They are thinking on starting an hunger strike. More information about that, there's people in Greece trying to support them. They will all support them in their decision, but there's people that are trying to convince them not to do it. They still have to set up very well what are their intentions on doing the hunger strike. And it's an idea they're having, and they're getting ready on their minds for quite some time for that possibility. So it's good that we can, by some way, try to make pressure, publicize the case. There was, at first, they created a bank account to deposit money from other countries and even there to help on their case, which by a Greek law that says that nobody can advertise an accountant and ask people to put money there. The account got stopped, so now there's another account, and the one that's published on the internet, on indie media, and that is the right account. So they are needing money for their day life in prison, because they are denied soap and toothpaste and toothbrush. They were denied that by many months. They only have like a small shop in the jail where they can buy the phone cards to phone, these small things. But what is not in the prison, they have to read it by like a letter, put it in a box, like request box. But requests they did the first month, they still haven't got it. So, and if, despite having pressure being made with the Greek, with the Spanish ambassador or consul there, pressing, they still didn't got the toothbrush and basic things of hygiene. So it would be good if more pressure and more information about this could be spread and people acting and doing like either pressure to embassies, consulates. This would be good because they are just waiting for the trial, and after that we don't know. If they face a sentence that can go from 5 to 20 years, and basically they are being accused of quite some crimes, like from possession and use of explosives, from public disorder, from resisting authority, from... There's more detailed information on the internet with not so latest things in England, because they are one English, three Greeks, two Spanish, and one Syrian, that is kind of Greek. The Syrian is has been doing like some immigrant work in Greece, mainly in Creta, despite having no paper. So that probably was why, one of the reasons why they try to frame him now. The one English guy is having loads of solidarity campaigns also going on in London for him. There's flyer and page done by them. In Spain, there was also some things happening. Germany, here also, I heard. But it's good that the case doesn't go down. They are still inside. And the more pressure we do, the more well-treated they're going to get. And because now it's a phase that also in Greece, people are going back to do demos on the streets for them and seizing any opportunity as a way of protesting and making clear and statement about these people that are arrested. So it's good that if we can do something everywhere and show that we are doing things, they might show our support for them, basically. Any questions, anything? Like I'm rambling a little. Yeah? Yeah? Yeah, yeah, exactly. There's a benefit going on the 26th September on a squad called Africa with bands from Spain, Dutch, USA, England, here. So there's a poster there, and if you can advertisement in internet, say to friends, there's this concert, like, it's going to be a nice concert, not so expensive, good party, and it's benefit for the prisoners. So publicize it, basically. And be there, yeah, if you can.
To find information in English about...
In the poster there are some net websites that you can check. But if you go to Indie Media, either UK, the new page... and look for it in London and special reports. They have it there. You can download their letters. Some of the letter, especially the letter written by the English comrade, was describing how he got arrested. He got his head bit open up, got several stitches. The police used him as a trophy in front of other protesters. He's detailed it very well in the letter, and it's downloadable from internet. You can check it and read it. There's other letters translated also in the media site from Thessaloniki, Greece, with from the Spanish guy, from the guys, from the Syrian, talking about their intention of starting the hunger strike, how they got treated. There's quite some letters there, and it's a good place now to get information, internet. You can also, there's like three... emails that got created, one for deal with financial problems, one to deal with the publicizing of the case, and another one to actually show the support for the prisoners, like giving them letters, passing them the books, all this. It's all detailed in the media from Thessaloniki, Greece. So if you check it and you want to get involved, it's all there. And basically, that's it, information, any question, anything. There was also the possibility, I don't know, it was an idea that got up, of doing a zine and get like all the issues, like Juanre, that's also being extradited, Martin, these people, and show up cases, and the possibility of doing a small zine or something for the concert with information on all these cases going on now, and it would probably be a good idea, you know, if there's people up for it.
And I'm yeah.
Good, yeah. So, yeah, that's it. I'll leave the mic to the next one.